Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, so our summer reading list. Okay, this is more for each other, but what we're hoping is that you guys hear like some info on one of these books that we're suggesting for each other to where it'll help you get through that long vacation. Because when you get a good book, man, you're on vacation and you've got your go-to book when you're on the beach, you look more forward to getting on the beach.
Right.
All right? All right, so we have all of our names in a cup here, and I'll pull one out, and whichever Burt Show member gets pick today has to select summer reading books for the rest of the staff. Today it's going to be Wendy. Wendy is choosing our summer reading books.
I was so excited because honestly, I've got to be honest, I haven't read a book in a long time.
How long are we talking about?
I don't know.
Come on.
How old are you?
Let's take a second and let's try to figure it out.
Wendy, you know your reputation already. Are you really going to contribute to it?
It's too late.
I'm being honest. I mean, I haven't read a book in a long time. So I've read magazines, all that kind of junk, Cosmo, me and People Magazine, we go back. But I haven't read like a real novel book probably since college.
So when you had to?
When I had to read. And even then, I still read the Cliff Notes. So it's not like I read the entire novel.
I'm not a big reader either. I think I do it just to put myself to sleep. But I'm with you. I'm not a huge reader.
I'm just not. So when we had this assignment the other day, I was sitting in here and I'm like, I don't even know where to begin. So then I came up with a brilliant idea. I went to
this is good. This should be fun.
So awesome. I was like, I'm a genius.
Look how proud she is.
I'm so excited.
Now you've labeled yourself a genius and you said you haven't read a book in 10 years.
I know, because
she's on a roll. Shh.
This is what a brilliant person does. I mean, you just think of different ideas. No, so I went to Amazon.com, known for books and stuff, and I put in the
Is that what Amazon.com is? It's for books
and stuff.
Really?
I haven't been on the website in
Hey, will somebody remind me I owe Wendy an You're So Pretty hug later today?
No, so I went to the website and I put in books, and then in the search thing, I just put each of your names. So for Jen, I just put J-E-N-N right into the search bar. And I picked the book that came first with your name.
Hey, let's hold on.
That's really clever.
Before we go too
clever. Come on now.
Yes, it's clever.
Before we go too far, let's give her at least credit for spelling Jen right.
That's right.
And Amazon.
I do spell it with two N's.
No, but I think it's a clever idea. Well, I'm curious to see now.
So you're not ready for brilliant yet, but you're going to give her clever. But we haven't reached brilliant status yet.
That was brilliant. Okay. That takes brilliancy. But no.
It takes what?
I don't think that's a word.
That's where it
has. I don't think that's where there goes Melissa. She just left the studio.
Oh, no. I haven't read that dictionary. Melissa. Jeff is making me read this summer yet.
She meant brilliant size.
Okay. Go ahead. Anyways, I'm just going through the books now. I'm just going to stop talking.
Okay.
For Jen, a book by Jen Shell. So the book is called Wet Confetti. I don't know what it's about, but it's by an author named Jen. Honey,
you know on Amazon, when it has the list of the book, it has that if you scroll down just like half the page, it will tell you what that book
that
is.
Involves I didn't reading. Get
there. She's on a roll.
You didn't go that far.
So it's called Wet Confetti. It's from Jen Shell, S-H-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you're in front of a computer right now,
can
you help us out and just tell us exactly what these books are? 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T.
Here, I can look it up. I have the links up. Hang on a second.
No.
You just go one at a time through the staff, and we'll have
virtual
listeners
take. Don't overwhelm yourself.
No, I have the links already. I can go right to the book. Here, hang on.
Oh, God.
I didn't go right to the book.
Yeah, let's put this in the listeners' hands. Virtual listeners, help us out. So the first one we're asking you about is, again, called
Wet Confetti.
1-877-588-2378. That's your heart.
Oh. And then I put in Jeff, and a book by Jeff Lindsay came up. It's called Dexter is Delicious.
Okay.
Wendy, have you noticed that when you put in our names, the author is...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I just put in your first names.
Oh.
I didn't put in your last
name. The author is what?
Well, they're all like Jen's book was by a girl named Jen, and my book was by a guy named
Jeff. It's the first book that came up. Dexter is Delicious is what you're reading.
Dexter's Delicious.
All right, Jeff. So we need a virtual
what if it's
listener.
A kid's book?
I don't care.
It's
it was like a creeper on his vacation.
Yeah. Hey, Jen, I got news for you. I'm not really going to get that book.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
You said
assigned
you would.
Me the dictionary. I've got to learn.
Oh,
what...
you were so serious with your book selections, too.
Play along, Jeff. She has put a lot of time into this.
Dictionary okay? Man.
All right, so the next book that we need virtual listeners to help us out on is Dexter is Delicious. Okay.
Correct. And then Melissa, I put in your name. Okay. Melissa Marr is the author, and the book is called Love is Hell.
Love is Hell.
Love
okay.
is Hell.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I have a feeling I know what that book's about.
That one's a teen romance novel, I think.
All right.
So I did do some research on that one. And then Bert. I put in Bert.
Oh, I bet the author's name is Bert.
No, it's not.
Oh, damn it.
I wish everybody could have seen the look on your face. No, it's not.
Aren't you an idiot, Jess?
You're
such an idiot.
You are such a stupid
dumbass.
What you watch this.
Oh, that was
Herbert.
Fantastic.
So, okay, what's your
Wendy,
name?
What's the book?
So I just put in your name. And most of the books were analytical. So the first real book that came up is Bert Lloyd's Boyhood, A Story from Nova Scotia.
Oh, right on. I have been wanting to read that for the longest time.
Hey, Wendy, what continent is Nova Scotia on?
Canada.
Oh.
North America.
I love Wendy.
Don't answer questions.
Stop now, honey. Stop. There's only so much protecting we can do.
I'm already going to get the emails anyways. I just don't care. I really don't care.
I give you credit for how you chose these books. I really do.
Thanks,
oh, my
Melissa.
God. Our new intern is looking at you amazed that you're getting paid for this.
Saying,
there's don't so sweat
much.
It.
Quit
being it's mean. Not much. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's not much.
Catherine, good morning. You're on The Bert Show. Do you know what wet confetti is all about?
I do. I'm looking at Amazon right now.
Okay.
So Wet Confetti is about, well, I'll just read the little brief two sentences. In this emotionally charged family saga, Kathleen is shocked to learn of her grandmother's wicked past from her great aunt Rose.
Dude, that doesn't sound awful.
That sounds actually really
it sounds
good.
Intriguing. Those didn't sound bad.
I'm
doesn't
excited.
Sound awful at all.
I'm going to definitely take that.
She's forced to make a decision that will determine the course of her future.
Okay. Okay.
So it's a fiction book, and it's like, when was it written? Is there a copyright?
2005.
So there you go.
Okay.
All
right.
Wendy's
got the answers.
Thank you, Catherine.
I have the
appreciate
links
it.
Right up here.
Well,
I'm putting them in.
That was the year she was born.
Here, I'm putting them in.
Okay, now we are looking for Dexter is Delicious, and also Love is Hell. And what was the other one? Bert Lloyd's, what is it? Great
Bert
Adventure?
Bert Lloyd's Boyhood, A Story from Nova Scotia.
Okay. Mary Jane, can you help us out with Dexter is Delicious?
Yeah, have you heard of the HBO series Dexter?
Yes.
I'm sorry, at Showtime?
Yes.
That's what Dexter's Delicious is. Those novels are the ones that show is based on.
That's all not, right. It's not a bad thing.
And I would probably read that.
It what sounds like the Dexter? Headline to a male-seeking male Craigslist ad.
No, that doesn't sound like a bad book
no,
at the end
like
of the day.
That sounds like a good book, too.
Are you... All the Dexter books have these in them, like Darkly Dreaming Dexter.
Gotcha. And... Okay. Awesome, thank you.
Thank you. Wendy, nobody calling about Love is Hell. Do you know what that is?
I've got the book up. It's a supernatural romance is the well-chosen theme of five original stories by many authors. I don't know.
Supernatural romance.
So
okay.
It's a teen romance.
Put supernatural
novel.
In there, I'll read it.
Okay, because that really is sort of your genre.
Yeah, Love is Hell. Cool.
That's not bad.
All right, then, 3 for 3.
Hang on, let me put in
Bert tell
Lloyd's
us about
Boyhood.
Nova Scotia.
Bert Lloyd's Joyride, what is this?
Boyhood. Not Joyride, Boyhood. Let's see. Scrolling down.
I'm fairly certain we're not getting any calls because nobody is listening.
I don't know what it is.
That's not true. Hey, Wendy, before we wrap this up, will you put in your own name and see what book you would have to read for yourself?
Sure. Please hold. Wendy.
It's W-E-N-D-Y.
Oh,
I know.
Birds, you're so
Adam's
mean.
My book would be Wendy. There's a book called Wendy.
Okay.
Is it short?
Hang on. It doesn't say.
Poor little thing.
It doesn't say. I can't help it. It went to a different page.
You know what? Let's go back because we're at the end of the show. Let's go back to Wendy got a good score on her dancing and got a car. Yay!
Wendy, thank you
it's
for that.
It's 320 pages.
Oh, really? Okay. Thank
we'll
you
put
for
the suggestions up on thebookshow.com.
Now she's giving me that you're an idiot look.
Everybody knows that a book is 320 pages, Bert. Have you ever read a book before?
Sorry for disappointing you, Wendy.
Get it? The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.